The newspaper delivery boy doesn't come around so often anymore. The milkman, in most neighborhoods, stopped coming around generations ago. But the days of subscription and delivery are not behind us. The internet and overnight delivery services have combined to make a new type of subscription business possible. As NPR's Lauren Silverman reports, the sales pitch is part convenience, part price, and part cool.
Some of the most successful business ideas are born out of frustration. For Michael Dubin, that frustration was buying razors.
You have to go in the store. You have to find the razor fortress. It's always locked behind some Lucite case. You got to find the guy with the key. He's always texting his girlfriend. It takes 5 minutes. And then you get to the register and it costs, you know, $20. And who wants to do that?
Dubin is now CEO of DollarShaveClub.com, which he launched last March with this video of him walking through a warehouse.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome-ass grandfather had one blade. Stop paying for shave tech you don't need.
The ad went viral. Within the first week, Dollar Shave Club had 25,000 new members. Dubin says the site crashed and orders were put on hold. One person who signed up early was Russell Hawley.
The first time I saw it, I absolutely thought it was a joke, but it really was a legitimate service that they were offering, and I was really amazed at how inexpensive they were able to deliver the exact same thing that I was already getting from the store.
Before he signed up, Hawley spent between $20 and $25 a month on razors. And like a lot of men, he'd run out and end up paying top dollar for brand name blades at a local convenience store. Now he pays $7 a month, including shipping and handling, for a set of 4 razors.
By the time I'm down to, you know, one razor, another one is showing up on my doorstep.
The subscription-based business model is nothing new. But right now, e-commerce subscriptions are exploding. Just name the item you're looking for. Socks, T-shirts, baby toys. Yep, there's a company that puts it in a box and will deliver it to you monthly. Or in this next case, every 28 days.
My name is Bryn Jerkins, and I've started AscentHerWay.com. And what we do is we ship women their feminine hygiene products monthly.
You heard her. Bryn Jerkins runs a business that delivers inconspicuous packages of panty liners, tampons, and pads. She's been called the female version of the Dollar Shave Guy. And like Michael Dubin, she and her roommate got tired of paying high prices for hygiene products at corner stores in New York City.
We would fly home and bring extra suitcases, and then we would stock up at Costco. And my roommate and I were lucky enough that we had storage bins on our rooftop in our apartment.
That's right. Desperate for a good deal, she stored tampons in storage bins on her rooftop.
When it would rain, we would always go out and check to see if there was anything leaking or anything.
At centherway.com, you customize your box of goodies and choose how often you want it shipped. The cost is about a dollar more than what you'd pay at a local drugstore.
From the consumer side, it's a wonderful time saver.
That's Jim Schlexer. He runs a business coaching firm called the CEO Project. Over the last few years, he says he's seen a lot of young entrepreneurs embrace the subscription model.
They love to have subscription models because they can predict how much volume they're going to have. They know the revenue is going to come in, and they can actually build a very efficient way of supplying it, so their costs are lower.
The model is particularly attractive in a down economy. Once you lock customers in, there's no need to worry about them coming back for another purchase. Last year, online retailer Amazon got in on the game with its Subscribe and Save program. Schlexer says there's no way a small company like CenterWay or Dollar Shave Club can compete on price with giants like Amazon.
They can't make it about the product. They have to make it romantic somehow. They have to make it cool, hip, interesting, fun.
Which brings us back to Dollar Shave Club customer Russell Hawley. Turns out, he uses Amazon's subscription service for pretty much everything. I'm talking light bulbs, air filters, even crayons. But remember, not for razors. The reason? In part, the little postcard that comes with each package.
2 months ago, I got one where the postcard was bragging about a new label maker that they had gotten and how proud they were of this new label maker. And there was a blurb that said, 5 labels a second, what up? It's a real quick thing, but it makes me laugh and it reminds me that I'm spending money with guys who have a good sense of humor.
If startups like Dollar Shave Club and CenterWay expect to compete with big retailers, they'll need to make grooming and personal hygiene not only convenient, but also entertaining. Lauren Silverman, NPR News.